Tan se kaiskuivit nsihkaas on huuttauhtse nestawajaa egi nihtaugiaan. Ekoa ekutte ksnaamaatu kamko egi uhpiki kauiaan. Maga kauingi pigiwan. Eko ehki ksnaamaa kauiaan ne kauiohtse. Ne musommina. Ek tegi ksnaamaa kauiaan tis nihioiaan. U teutsini stauajaa. Nu ihta maaga on ekutta. Eksingi ihta koon, we're from the Otter Clan. Our emblem is the lily pad. We're from the Woodland Cree. And this is where my story starts. When I was 7 years old, I was apprehended by the government along with 7 of my siblings, 5 of whom went into a residential school in Irminskin, and then to be moved to Blue Quills in St. Paul. I remember the devastation that I felt leaving my traditional home where my grandparents, both maternal and paternal, taught me the purpose of life, that we had everything necessary to survive. We had the clear water. We had Mother Earth. We had the winds. We had fire. We had sustenance, the animals, the moose, deer, geese, ducks, muskrats, beaver, all the traditional foods that my grandparents would prepare while my parents were out to make money for my family. My paternal grandfather was in the army. I remember he'd tell me these stories about how he was enlisted himself with the Americans, Gitsimukumanak, he called them. And I remember he had, I don't know what it's called now, some kind of a trunk where he had his gear, his medals and everything. And he tried to tell me stories of the battles that he'd been in. And of course, being such a young child, I wouldn't pay attention. And he was trying to teach me the Cree syllabics, how to read and how to write in Cree syllabics. And I remembered times when Grandpa would take me to go rabbit hunting and some of the medicines that he would show me along the way. My grandfather was originally from Onion Lake, who married my grandmother originally from Lac La Biche. My grandfather's last name was Mountain. His first name was Adam. And my grandfather, my maternal grandfather, was named John Napisis Cree, who was from Nestawaya here in Fort McMurray, who married my grandmother, who was from Owl River in the Lac La Biche area. And I remember all the traditional teachings, well, most of the traditional teachings that both grandparents taught me and my parents. I remember the traditional food that was prepared and how it was prepared. And I wanted to share my story through my artwork that has taken me a few years to complete. I didn't want to leave any of the story out, whether it may be heartbreaking. I wanted to share, I guess I could say, basically my spirit, my soul, so people could feel my life, apparently, in this art piece. So the feathers are originally from my grandfather, my mother's father. They're over 90 years old. They're I can't specifically say how old they are, but I've kept them all these years. And for some reason, I parted with them for a few years. My brother David then had them for a few years. And after the fire, the 2016 fire, my brother David came over to visit and brought the feathers that were in a box. And I remember looking at those feathers and remembering what my grandfather had told me. We then sat on my deck outside in my residence at Gregoire Lake Indian Reserve, which is now Fort McMurray First Nations. We sat out there for a number of hours, I would say maybe 12 hours, as my boyfriend and I placed the feathers to make this bustle. It's very difficult to work with eagle feathers because the power of the spirit of the eagle. You have to be of a sound mind. You have to have thoughts of purity. You have to get yourself ready to work with this beautiful bird. So as we were placing the feathers for this bustle, I started seeing a vision of how it should be made and how the story was going to come together. So once the bustle was finished and the colors I added that are significant to being a survivor of the residential school and the stories that I heard of the children that didn't make it home, I decided to add some orange ribbons onto the bustle. And the crystals that you see on the bustle represent the spirits of the indigenous children that never made it home. They are with the Creator now, and I wanted to show that in my piece. And you look at the feathers, they're not perfect, they're tattered, but the spirit of the animal still lives within. It still has the power, the spirit in it. And I look at the piece and it inspires me, because we're not perfect. There was only one perfect one, and that's the Creator. As I look at this piece, it's a lifetime of my story. I've got the feathers from the bird that flies the highest, that carries our prayers to the Creator, to the heavens. And the brown I put on there to represent the stone which we use in ceremonies, Asini. And I decided to have the backdrop, the drop on the bustle covered with deer hide, and the two flowers. As we are from the Otter Clan, and our emblem being the lily pad. And I've also put the otter pelt to represent who we are. We're the Woodland Cree, and we're Nayawak, which means we're blessed from the four directions. And the four directions are the white buffalo, the eagle, the thunderbird, and the bear. And our colors are unique, which are white always for the white buffalo and the creator, the green, the red, the yellow, and the blue. I was born in Fort McMurray in 1954. And I said I lived in Beaver Lake and was apprehended at the age of 7. I didn't leave the school till I was 18 years old. And after so many years of being married, I divorced because I wanted to find my way. I wanted to find who I was. I wanted to get to know my mother and my siblings. So in 1993, I moved to a place I was told was my home, which is Fort McMurray. And that's where my story began. I walked from Fort McMurray, from a building that was called the Information Booth. And we walked to Edmonton, 433 kilometers. Took us 11 days with my great uncle, Raphael Cree, and his son, my uncle, Elmer Cree. They walked with us to Edmonton to try and get the Clearwater Reserve recognized, or have the Clearwater Reserve reinstated. So I have a lot of teachings from my grandparents with Nestawaya, where the three rivers meet, my grandfather told me. And this is where their home was, both my granny and my grandfather. This is where they raised their children. And my grandfather had moved into the bush so that his children would not be apprehended by the government to be put in a residential school. So they had their traditional upbringing. And that traditional upbringing was taught to me by my mother, Eva Cree. So the story about my artwork is a life that I lived. The residential school impact, the separation, anxiety of being taken away from my parents. But how beautiful my life turned out to be in spite of that. When we believe in the Creator and we ask the Creator to give us the path to walk on, to give us the courage to do that, to see the light, we can become an inspiration to others, paint a picture for them, because we live that life. I'm not saying that I wouldn't have had this opportunity. The Creator chose me to tell this story, and I wouldn't have done it in a different way. I am very honored that my story is considered to be told as a survivor of the residential school, and the pride I take in our Indigenous language, the Cree language, Nihiyawewin. And I'll say a few things in Cree. Bogoyan Maya, Dakamemoya, Daksnohamawaswea, Hawas Sako Gewistawao, Gapsisistik, Daksnohamatik, Papiatik, Tead sa musta viitsik. Üks siis saa mõppugu. Ka kiissaga na viihtee nou huoma nii hiu siitsike on tahka mei muutatama tahtu kiissakau. Ka vanska jooma ma muuhtau ei mau nii kanta maamtu neimaa ja. Ja kui tais ahiu. Ata juhkanak tab muitsi huijahkik. Ja kui mamma kianou. Ma muuhtau ei mau kanagatam kuja. Tahka mei muutatama. Kiana weis on apogo, kiga wei nowaski, natanata muaya. Asamina taganata haski, nipimina samina kaskitaya gotosap minihkuya, iskoteumi noma. Jutin kahkiognan hema muhtawimao, igi mihkuya kiguita patsihtaya. Uhigmina. Psiskoak. Tapskutski nusseuak muussoa kahkiukun anheminegi miiku jahkik mamuhtauimau. Mas kihkia minouhe. Ikun anheminek takan viihtama papiahtik. Taks nohan mua jahkik au assak tansetis viitsiisutse kuistavau. Iku amma en tuotta maatakuk tahka meimuik. Taks naha maua suik. Eks siise. Wista wau. Ta kiip mui tiisuak. I'd like to share some of the cultural upbringing so that we could pass on that teachings to our children, our grandchildren, our great-grandchildren, so that they can have that opportunity to use the medicines, the smudges, bring them back to a traditional way of life because it's very healthy. To have the ability to pick their own medicines, their own roots, to have stories that they could tell their loved ones so that the Cree language is never gone. And our way of life continues to thrive. I hope you enjoy this art piece that has taken so many years to complete. And I hope you enjoy it. Thank you very much.